Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, good to see you today. Super excited about today's topic. Again, talking to you all day in, day out, I kind of get to know what's working. Oh, hold on. I think this will be better. Hopefully we're good now. Yep. Okay. Technology issues. You guys may notice I'm not in my usual spot here. Actually in Maui, having a great vacation with my bride, my mother-in-law, my boy. And if you guys want to know how to take a vacation from your place, go to our last, you can get a replay of the last live. If Natalie's monitoring this, maybe she can put up in the chat what's going on, or a link to that. But today we're going to talk about why your cleaning company website isn't working. Talking to you guys day in, day out, I hear that this is a big thing. There's lots of misconceptions in terms of, do I need a website? I have a Facebook page. Do I need a website? Or I've got a website, so people should just call me. Or everyone says that they call me for my website, so I'm good. Lots of misconceptions. We're going to dive into all of them today. The reality is, again, I talked to y'all, more often than not, your website isn't bringing in customers. People go to it, but they don't move forward in a process, right? And that's really what we want to talk about today. Brandy in the house, good to see you. So the problem is, if you don't have a repeatable, dependable, scalable system to attract the right customers, you can't control your company's growth or its financial security, which is really going to, I don't want to say put you at risk, but put you at risk. So it's a big issue. And a website isn't the answer. That's another misconception we have, is people say, man, Dallas in the house. Okay, so everyone on the that's watching the live replay, Natalie put the link to last time we talked about how to get a vacation. Dallas in the house, Jolu, of course, haven't seen you in a while, buddy. Good to see your face virtually. So again, the reality is, if you don't have a dependable, repeatable, scalable system to attract the right customers, you're going to grow or not, kind of depending on luck or the economy or just stuff that's outside of your control. And that's really going to have a negative impact on your company's financial security. So we want to make sure, and we're going to dive into websites and what they should be and what they shouldn't be and how to make them work today. But the one thing I don't want to communicate is, if you just have a website, everything is great, right? A website should be a piece of a system that attracts clients, from referrals to repeat customers to, and I don't want to say specific stuff because you guys are going to hear it the wrong way, but examples, live meetings, direct mail, paid advertising. Really, it depends on who your customer is and what their pain is and where they go to solve it. But the overreaching thing is, your website is a great tool and can even be a hub in your client attraction system, but it is not your client attraction system. So let's talk about how to actually put this thing together in a way that brings you value, as opposed to, I spent a bunch of money on a website, I have it up, it looks great, but nobody calls. Or people call and they say it's for my website, but sometimes we'll get 10 calls in a month and sometimes none. Let's dive into all that. So first and foremost, we've got to get off the fact, or the misconception, that all of my customers are referral or they come from my website. So I hear that a lot. But when I push people for data, great, how many customers did you get? Or how are you tracking them? I hear stuff like, oh, just everybody says they came from my website or referral, but we don't know who everybody is. So I guess before we even get to this, we really want to start with tracking and having clear goals. And this is all part of the Clean Profit Method, where we start with step one, is really identifying your goal. So we've got to make sure we've got clear goals before a website can be effective, because if a website's doing great, or we say, oh, it's attracting a bunch of people, if we're not tracking how many, what grade is, or how many a bunch is, or how many we need, it's really hard to consider a website successful or not successful. So we've got to get off of the all of my customers are referral or come from my website and really get clear. And the way that we do that is set up a tracking system. All of your client attraction systems should have their own tracking systems. And it's really easy, because if you're really online or offline. If you're offline, that's typically looks like a phone call. And you can have different numbers for different advertising things, right? So if you do a direct mail piece, you can do a specific number for that and have people call back that number. And you know, if they call that number, the only place that number exists in the universe is on that direct mail piece. That's how we track. Same with the website, right? When you can have them fill out a form or email you. And again, those are all trackable when it's done online. And if it's offline through a phone number, you can have a specific number that only exists on your website. So we really got to make sure that we're tracking and not just saying stuff like all of my customers or a bunch of my customers come from the website, because it's not helpful at all. So really getting clear on your goals and tracking well is probably step one to creating a website, which you guys are like, that doesn't have anything to do with the website, right? It's not online. There's no web developer. You're exactly right, but we've got to get that clarity first. Hey, Dee Dee, the next thing is that's going to kill you is if I just put up a website, people will be able to find me and they'll call, right? People, a lot of times, oh, I'm working on my website. I'm working on my website. The reality is, hey, Danny from Las Vegas. The problem with that is so many people think that if I just have a website, Karen's in the house. I'm always stuck because everyone on the recorder is like, stop talking to the people in the chat. But I always love having you guys on the chat. So I guess that's a bonus for being live here on the Facebook Lives, as we can interact. So sorry, all of you folks watching recorded video or listening to the podcast. I'll do my best, but go to growingcleaningcompany.com to get updates on the live event so you can be here live and we can talk together. All right. So, we've got to get off that. If I just put up a website, my people will call, like, because the people that don't have a website kind of put off doing any real marketing or really understanding what's working or not working in their business because they're like, oh, once I get a website or I have a Facebook page, right? And then the people that do have a website are in two camps. One is, I put it up and nobody cares. Or two, all my customers come from the website. But again, they're not tracking. So we really have to get over that. It's not just having a website, www.mycompany.com, that's like, we're the best. Call now and people are just going to stream in. I think people think that and it's just not the case. Kind of a corollary to that, and this is probably the biggest mistake I see owners of cleaning companies make when it comes to their online presence or certainly their website, which is my website's job is to tell the world how great I am. The problem is nobody cares. Nobody goes to your website to be like, hey, Karen Coy, I want to know how great you are. Tell me all about you and your life and how spectacular you are, because people just don't care. They go because they have a problem and they're hoping that you can Jeff, one of our Clean Profit Elite guys, says, I'm at the camp that no one cares. We'll get you sorted, Jeff. I promise, baby. Love that guy. I know I shouldn't use these forums to shout out to specific people, but Jeff has been kicking butt and taking names in the league group, man. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing, buddy. I won't even get started, but I will tell you guys, everybody that we help, it's work. And I always want folks like Jeff to know that the work that they're going to do pays off. And the guys and gals that are here for a magic pill, hey, Mike, I'm here. Just give me the magic number, magic thing I need to do to be rich without any work. I don't have that. You're in the wrong spot. But if you're willing to do the work, we have all the systems and processes you need. Your website's job is not to tell the world how great you are. It's to put people into a funnel, a systematized process to move them down, like a funnel. You can kind of see lots of people come to the website, and where most people have is a big, broad traffic of people that come to your website, but then nothing happens, right? You might get hundreds, maybe thousands if you're good, of visitors to your website every month. But they don't, not, that's it. They just come and they leave and we haven't done anything. We want to put them into a funnel where the ones that are interested raise their hand and they go to the next step and those people go to the next step. And we kind of use a website or a funnel, an online funnel, to really sort out who's interested and who isn't. And the people that raise their hand with problems that we can solve, we spend all of our time trying to help them as opposed to just treating everybody equal, right? So we want to make sure that we understand every time we're building a website, people are not coming to your website to be like, hey, I want more information on Jeff or his company, but they're going to go, I have a problem and I'm just coming to see if this guy can help me. So think about every website you've gone to. If you wanted to buy something or get information about something or learn something, you've had something. Rarely do you go to a website just to be like, I wonder how this person's doing. I wonder if they're great. Every company's going to say they're great. So no websites are going to be like, we're terrible. So what if every company's going to say they're great? No one even cares about that. But we spend all of our time saying how great we are, but people didn't come to hear if you're great. They came to solve a problem. So we want to make sure your website is all about solving a problem for the people that come, not telling them how great you are. Because frankly, they don't believe you anyway, because you're a salesperson. Even if you weren't a salesperson, who's going to spend money on a website to say they suck? So all that just becomes noise. All that they care about is, can this guy or gal help me? Can the people of this company help me? So we want to make sure 100% of your marketing, not just your website, is about how how you can get help. Jeff says they should care. I'm awesome. I believe you, Jeff. When I go to your website, it's to hear how great you are, but I'm not buying from you, so I don't get a vote, buddy. And then, you know, it's so funny. Jeff's busting my chops, but that's the reality. So many people think, but I'm awesome, but you don't understand me. I'm great. We're this, we're that. I got to tell you, they don't care. So even in your mind, don't be like, but you don't understand. My business is different. I've coached hundreds of people all over the world and I think every continent. And I can tell you, your people aren't different. They're just interested in themselves. Okay. So the next thing kind of in line with that is most people just have, well, I say call now or click here to book a free appointment or sign up for our newsletter. But the reality is I talk to you guys and nobody calls now. No, or if the only sessions that the only people that call now are people that went to your website trying to get your phone number, right? It's like the yellow pages, like everyone, you know, if they just Google your name and they just are trying to find your number, yes, those people will call now, but they were going to call anyway. The website didn't make them call. The website just gave them the number they were looking for anyway. So the only people that are going to call now is a very, very small percentage, which is almost nobody. And they're not going to call now. So just having a call now, subscribe to our newsletter, book an appointment, you guys know as well as I do, 0 to 0 people do that every month. So the reality is we really want to move our goal. And again, maybe 20 years ago when the internet was in its infancy, you could just say call now and people would call now. But that's not how it is anymore. What your website's job really is to get the right people to raise their hands and give you information so you can follow up. So again, instead of saying, hey, 239 strangers, hey, Benita, that have visited my website from all over the world, right? They might be in India. Well, guess what? If you don't serve India, it's not helpful, right? So instead of trying to get everyone to call now and have nobody call now, we really want to sort out the people that are ideal, perfect prospects and get their information so we can follow up with them, as opposed to telling everyone to call now. So instead of call now, book a free appointment to 98% of the people there aren't the right people. We want the 2% that are the right people to raise their hand and give us their information so we can follow up with them and continue that conversation in automated fashion. So that's that. Oh, another bullcrap thing that's holding a ton of people back is it's really important for my website to look professional, right? It's got to look professional. The reality is it's really important for you to be clear on the result that you want and have your website produce that result. So I'm not anti-professional, but so many people spend 92% of their time on the pictures and how it looks and the layout and blah, 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 and it doesn't work, especially because it's about them and nobody gives two craps about you other than you, Jeff. Everyone cares about Jeff because he's awesome. So the reality is we want to get, and this goes back to what we talked about right at the beginning, is you want to be really clear on what the goals for the website are. And if the goal is really to generate X amount of clients per month, which it should be, then we want to go, what's the best way to get those clients? What's the best way to generate them? And if you said, well, I have a website and it says call now, and that call now, call to action isn't generating the number of clients you want, then we've got to change it, right? And we've got to make sure that, I promise you, no one's going to call your thing going, I went to your website and your stock photo of people cleaning was better than everybody else's stock photo, or your stock photo of, you know, a building that's all clean, it made me call. That never, ever happens. It's always the copy, right? I would literally rather you have a white background with black text that had very strong sales copy than a beautiful looking website that's all about you. So be careful when you listen to friends and family and marketing experts. They're going to tell you, it's got to look great. It's got to look like this. You got to do this. The reality, welcome. Anthony's late, but he's here. Jose says websites are better, authentic websites are better than professional looking. Authentic websites are better than professional looking. Couldn't agree more. But the reality is, don't listen to people that aren't getting the result that you want. So people are like, your website's got to look like this or be like this. Even if they're web designers, if they can't give you data in terms of here's the number of websites we did and here's the traffic and conversions we are getting before we did the website and here's the traffic and conversion after we did the website, if they can show you consistently that that's been improved, we'll listen to them. If they're just like, here's a bunch of pretty websites we've developed, often they're technical people that have a good eye for color or layout, but they don't know the first thing about getting clients. So we want to make sure we're listening to the right people. And to do that, we have to be crystal clear on the result that you want. And the website you're going to do is only going to be to produce that result. So we don't care if it looks good or ugly or professional or unprofessional. We just care if it's working, right? If it's getting the right people to call and raise their hands so we can serve at a deeper level, that's what we want, whether it looks professional or your friends or family think it looks good or not. All right. Then, this is another big one that's so huge. So so many owners of cleaning companies I talk to feel like if I just have, you know, especially when they're, and again, this goes into a lot of the other things we teach, like niching and really understanding who your customer is. So most of you listening have multiple people in your niche, right? Feel free to shout out in the chat some of your niches. But most of you serve, some of you guys serve residential, commercial, anyone that's got a buck. Many of you that have been listening longer maybe only serve residential or commercial. But even a lot of you that haven't been through our program don't have a specific niche inside of that. So let's just take, we'll do residential. A retired couple that lives in a condo is going to have a completely different need or pain or desire or problem that they want you to solve than a single young lawyer that lives in a penthouse by himself, which is going to be a totally different problem to solve than a young married couple with no kids, which is a totally different problem they need solved than an older couple that's got two kids, two pets, they both work, right? So if you don't know who your customer is and you just have this general message of we clean crap for money, the problem is, everybody's website says we clean crap for money. So what we need is to speak your specific pain to your specific prospect. Okay. So if my business was called Mike's Coaching, A, no one would come because no one's interested in Mike's Coaching. But when it's called Grow My Cleaning Company, people that want to grow their cleaning company are likely to show up. Right. So if I was going to help owners of pest control services, I wouldn't have Mike's Coaching that talked to everybody. Hey, you have a business and you want coaching? Call me, because no one would call. I might have Grow My Cleaning Company. I might have Grow My Pest Control Company, Grow My Service Business Company. And each of those is going to have a separate website speaking to their separate pain. So a lot of you guys that have multiple different people you serve try and speak to everybody on one website. And the problem is you can't really effectively talk to anybody, right? If I've got one website that says we clean crap for money, that's not very good. But if I know that I'm helping retired people live a more fruitful life and you know, enjoy this stage of life, I can speak directly to them. And instead of being Mike's Cleaning Company, I might be a betterretiredlife.com or something like that. So it's really important that we don't have one general website that tries to speak to everybody and it really speaks to nobody. We need a specific website or web page to speak to the specific pain of your perfect prospect. And if you have multiple prospects, you need multiple websites, right? And if you have multiple prospects with multiple pains, and I promise all of your prospects out there do have multiple pains, you might need a specific funnel or a couple of web pages for each pain for each prospect. But just having one website to talk to everybody, no matter what their pain is a recipe to be super boring and not get any results. So the good news is, once you've got the system down, you can create all the funnels, not websites, and hopefully you're getting that. We're really moving away from website, which is just a billboard. Hey, I'm Mike's Coaching. Call now for coaching. That's about all you can do if you know who you're doing. That's a website. We want to create a funnel that says, hey, do you own a cleaning company? Are you residential or commercial? If you're interested in growing, how much do you want to grow in the next couple of weeks? Give me your phone number and I'll give you some piece of value to help you do that, right? So we want to create a funnel to get the right people to raise their hand and then follow up with those folks based on what they raise their hand for. So with you guys, if I had a funnel that might say, hey, here's five ways to hire the best people and never have to worry about hiring again, everyone that opted in for that webinar or that lead magnet or that Facebook Live or whatever it is, I might send them more information on how to hire the best people. So you see, even within the same niche, we're going to have different pains for everybody. So the beauty of this is, once you get a system down, you can create all the funnels. Every time you get a new niche or understand a new pain for that niche, you can just create a new funnel and speak directly to that prospect and their pain. And you All right, guys. Sorry, I think I was gone for a second. The hotel internet, I don't know, isn't great. So don't know what happened, but I'm back. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now to sign up for the free on-demand training, and we can talk about all the systems and processes you need to really grow a scalable, repeatable, dependable cleaning company that you control as opposed to it controlling you. So thanks for hanging out. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Again, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Check it out now, and we will see you back here on Tuesday.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.